800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was among those who treated people injured after a train carrying Republican representatives collided with a truck in Virginia yesterday morning. Cassidy explains what was going through his mind when he heard the crash.
You first look to see that those people who are standing who fell are okay. You hear that we hit a truck, and I'm thinking to myself, we have doctors on board, but there's no doctor in that truck. And that truck got slammed harder than we. So I start to work to the back of the train looking for an open door. You go out, you see two people on the ground, and you start to work.
A Super Bowl tradition may be coming to an end this year. Now, traditionally, the president will sit down with the network that is hosting the game and do a one-on-one interview. Well, not this year. According to the White House, President Trump will not be sitting down with NBC for an interview. NBC, though, has said the option is still open for the president to sit down and do an interview. Last year, the game was televised on Fox, so Bill O'Reilly interviewed President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
After making a fortune on posting YouTube videos, Logan Paul has been virtually invisible over the past month. The viral video star received a lot of heat when he posted what appeared to be a suicide victim back on December 31st. Today, Paul sat down with GMA's Michael Strahan and says now he's actually receiving death threats.
It's been tough because, ironically, I'm being told to commit suicide myself, which...
Really?
Millions of people, literally... telling me they hate me, to go die in a fire. It's like the most horrible, horrific things.
Logan also said in that interview that he feels he deserves a second chance. According to Las Vegas, the New England Patriots are about a 4 to 5 point favorite to win the Super Bowl over the Philadelphia Eagles. But how does two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning see the game?
I think, on paper, the Eagles, yeah, they definitely have it. They have a great, an offense that scores a lot of points, a quarterback that's playing well and confidence, a defensive line that's disruptive and causes problems and gets, pressure on the quarterback. And so they've played well all year. They're kind of coming in as the underdog role.
Audio courtesy of Fox News, and Manning does believe the Patriots will win the game, though, due to the fact they have Tom Brady. And finally, speaking of the Super Bowl, it was back on this date in 2004 during the Super Bowl halftime show that Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Welcome back, everybody. All right. I set it up last hour. And I got a little long-winded on my rant on hedge funds. But I have to share my cute little story from way back when, 10 years ago. And basically, this entire column, as I stated, was explaining certain areas of Wall Street in terms of cows. Well, we're gonna describe a hedge fund in terms of cows, okay? You have two cows. Now, with this guy wearing a very, very nice suit. He doesn't have a tie on, though. He's accessorized with at least a $50,000 timepiece. Now, he pulls up to your farm in his Aston Martin. Sweet ride. James Bond ride. So, Mr. Master of the Universe offers to take care of your two cows, and in return, he's going to provide you with a one-year supply of filet mignon and 50% of your cow's milk yield. Now, how in the world is that possible? How is he going to do something like this? But Mr. Master of the Universe tells you that he is a financial engineer, and he went to Harvard. He went to Harvard, and then he went to the Wharton Business School. He's smarter than you. He's a financial engineer. And, you know, he says, I've got the suit, I've got the car, I've got the watch, I've got the estate, and I also got the 20-year-old model girlfriend to prove it. The only caveat to his deal is that Your two cows are going to have to live at his Greenwich, Connecticut compound for 2 years. Now, you agree to this deal. Yeah, this is great. Okay. I'll agree to that. 6 months later, you get your little bovine account statement and you realize that all you have is half a cow that's producing only sour milk. So you're like, what's going on here? Oh no. So you call up Mr. Master of the Universe to inquire about what's happened, and he's not there. He does return your call several weeks later from the Cayman Islands while drinking a bottle of 40-year-old Barolo. He's also chewing on some filet mignon, and he offers you the reassurance that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be just fine. He tells you, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a cow's butt, but wouldn't you rather take my word for it? He then hangs up on you, and you realize that he's quoting the film Tommy Boy. At that point, you realize all is lost. Mr. Master of the Universe currently resides in a palatial estate on Paradise Island in the Bahamas. So, you want hedge funds? I just explained them to you. Anyway, I did want to touch on another topic as well, brought up in a column this past week by one Andy Kessler. He is a columnist from time to time. He's got an occasional piece in the Wall Street Journal, and he often offers up some really pretty interesting insights into investing and also the tech world in business. And he's jumping all over because there's this big news out there that Larry Fink from BlackRock came out and said that, you know, companies are going to have to start taking on greater social responsibility. And we're going to be looking for companies with greater social responsibility, which is kind of funny because a lot of the funds, a lot of the money that they manage are in ETFs. Whatever. Kessler writes, the Wall Street considers it a truism that money sloshes around the globe seeking the highest return. But there are countless investors, believe it or not, who are willing to accept lower returns. P.T. Barnum supposedly said there's a sucker born every minute. Many of them go into so-called socially responsible investing. Yes, I'm a socially responsible investor. Yeah. Anybody read any Milton Friedman? 1970 put out an article. The social responsibility of business is to increase its profits. For stockholders to push their view of social responsibility is simply to force others to contribute against their will to social causes favored by activists. Now, you see this all the time. Companies do this all the time. They support various different things. You'll see a JP Morgan sticker outside of some event or this company or that company, whatever it may be. Now, again, they're also doing that to advertise and to curry favor, and also to keep the people with the torches and pitchforks at bay. Again, I explain this on the program when it comes to advertising as well. A lot of the advertising that you see done by Wall Street in particular is not to collect new clients. You ask yourself, you see a JP Morgan commercial where they show their cool bankers bouncing around the globe. Does that make you want to open up an account with them? No. They didn't even have a call to action. There's not even a phone number there to get in contact with anybody. It's just there to buy good editorial coverage. The same thing holds true with a lot of this, a lot of these supporting and all these various different investments. And I've got to support this cause or that cause. Now, I'm going to try to explain it to you the best way I can. I'm going to tell you right now how businesses work, CEOs operate. I could never, ever, ever be the CEO of a publicly traded company. I'm not wired for it. I'm not wired for being the CEO of a publicly traded company because the CEO of a publicly traded company has a fiduciary duty to his shareholders, which is, again, that's their job. Now, I own a company, but there's three shareholders, my brothers and I. So we're all on the same page when it comes to donating to certain charities, to certain groups that we want to give to. We're all on the same page. I couldn't do what these CEOs do. I couldn't play the game that they play. And again, I've explained this. You know, if you've got an account at one of the big investment firms, who do they care about? Do they care about the shareholder? Do they care about you, the client? Their biggest concern out there is their shareholders. That's who they're responsible to. Our biggest concern is our clients. Now, I want to talk a little bit further about this whole nonsense, and it's a part of today's way of being, especially with millennials out there. Oh, I want to graduate from school, and I want to go work for a nonprofit. Hi, little Johnny. I was working for a nonprofit somewhere. Oh, please. Please. Oh, okay. Oh, look at the halo. Look at the halo on you. Give me a break. Okay? You know what? That's great. Profits are great. Profits are the best measure of a business's value to consumers and to society. Nobody holds a gun to any customer's head. Nobody. If a buyer weren't glad to pay the market price for whatever the business was selling, whatever service they were providing, well, they'd go somewhere else. It's funny how that this whole idea is questioned all the time. It's somehow, you're somehow a better person. You're more benevolent if you work for a nonprofit. No. Profits are great. Why? Because then they can, we're watching it right now. Companies are getting returned money right now, right? They're not paying as much in taxes. What are they doing? They're giving their employees raises. They're issuing bonuses. They're investing more money. We talked about Apple last week. What is it, $350 billion they're going to be investing in this country? That's bad? Employing people? Helping people provide for their families? Whatever. You and your socially responsible investing. Listen, to each his own. To each his own. But, you know, Amazon, a lot of people don't like Amazon. They come down hard on Amazon. But it was funny. There was a Seattle Times headline going after Amazon because they're not doing enough in philanthropy in Seattle. They're not doing enough in philanthropy in Seattle. Okay, but how many people does Amazon employ? What about all those customers out there that are very, very happy using Amazon services? Is that or is that not a benefit to society? You tell me. Let's take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff right there at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We get back. We're going to be getting into the shutdown. Oh, the terrible shutdown. And yes, immigration. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Celebrate the new year with a financial resolution to put your rewards programs to work for you. Bank of America's Kevin Condon offers a smart strategy.
Think about your categories of spending and the companies you'll use most often in 2018. Step back and determine how you can layer your rewards programs to make them work together. For example, when traveling, you can combine airline, hotel, shopping, and banking rewards programs to get more bang for your buck.
Consolidating your rewards programs and getting a full understanding of the benefits can also pay off, according to Condon.
Staying loyal to your favorite brands can help you earn more rewards and give you the best chance of achieving elite status. For example, if you consolidate your finances with Bank of America, you could be eligible for our Preferred Rewards program, which offers bonus credit card rewards, discounts on home and auto loans, $0 Merrill Edge trades, and no-fee ATM transactions.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, the Jay Giles Band, Freeze Frame. Song reminds me of roller skating parties back in high school. I mean, remember those things? You just have those, the roller skating parties. We had them at our high school. Anyway, welcome back. Okay. Government shutdown. You know what's kind of funny? You're not going to believe this one. You might. You might. I mean, things have gotten a little bit absurd here in this country. Follow along here. Federal spending for the fourth Monday in January set a record. $16,596,000,000. You know what the fourth Monday in January was? That was shutdown Monday. That's right. They didn't open up the government until what? It was almost 7 o'clock at night. So we just had a spending record during a government shutdown. Again, I couldn't make this stuff up if I wanted to. Did you see on CNN? CNN was panicking. CNN was panicking, and they had another panel up there, their panel of idiots. Honestly, people, you know, they need to put a Surgeon General warning on cable news networks. They are, I'm telling you right now, they kill more brain cells and pot and alcohol and LSD combined. Honestly, they really do. They are brain cell killers. CNN had a panel suggesting that the government shutdown would leave the Earth vulnerable to asteroids. Yeah, that was the asteroids. That was like an old video game, Atari game. I talk about back to high school. Yeah, we were now going to be vulnerable to asteroids because of the government shutdown. Let me ask you a question. Do we have some sort of team in place that includes, I don't know, Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, and Bing Rames? That we're going to shoot them up and have them land on the asteroid and blow the thing up like the movie Armageddon? Yeah. NASA's going to save us from the asteroid. Oh, look, it came out of nowhere. Jeez. Only if that government shut down, we would have all been alive. Again, they were worried about that and discussing it on CNN. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about immigration. Again, I have... He's taking a different tact on this than the president. I'm not a fan at all of building a wall. I'm not. I know Donald Trump was pushing it for it during the campaign. I just don't get it. Nobody's been able to really explain it to me on why that is the best way to go. We have a system that's in place right now. This is what bothers me a great deal. We have a system in place called E-Verify. Remember when all of the federal agents raided the dozens of 7-Eleven stores across the country? What was this, a week or two ago? They arrested 21 workers suspected of being undocumented immigrants. I'm saying to myself, how in the world are these people working and collecting a paycheck at 7-Eleven if they're illegal? How is this possible? How do we allow this to happen? Because let me tell you something. I'll give you a case in point. When I was a student years ago and living in Italy, I wanted to get myself a job to make some extra money. And I even had met people who owned businesses, bars and restaurants. And I don't care. I'll wash dishes. I'll mop floor. It doesn't make any difference to me. They're like, Chris, we'd love to. But they can't. They can't. They don't hire. You can't hire people unless you have proper paperwork because there are serious repercussions for doing so. You know, E-Verify has been around for 21 years, and the entire idea behind this program was to filter out undocumented immigrants who apply for jobs. Now, credit card companies can, well, they can verify tens of millions of 16-digit numbers every single day with a tiny little machine that sits there. They can figure it all out. Fits neatly on every little corner, a little chip in your card. You'll stick it in right there, and they can figure out who's who and what's what. Why the hell is it so damn hard to pull this system off? What could be so hard about verifying that every job applicant have a valid Social Security number or alien registration number? It's not hard. That's the thing. It's not hard. It's a piece of cake. All this stuff is it's piece of cake. For crying out loud, you've got a government that collects metadata, listens in to all your phone calls for crying out loud. You mean to tell me they can't pull this off? They don't want to pull this off. They have no desire to pull this off. You see, people, big business here in this country, they like cheap labor. They like cheap labor, and they write big checks to politicians. This entire immigration bit is a joke. I'm here to tell you right now that the powers that be like the status quo. I'll give you my prediction regards to immigration. They may come up with some so-called deal, but I'll tell you what the deal is. The deal is going to be like buying somebody a lotto ticket for their birthday. Here you go. Here's nothing. Here's nothing. They're not going to change anything. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to pretend like something is being accomplished. You know, I'm all for immigration. I am all for it. Do I think that you should wait in line like everybody else? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Skipping line's not right. I mean, you skip line at Disney World, they're going to throw you out of the park. Are they not? They're going to throw you out of the park if you skip line at Disney World. But we're going to allow people to skip line here in the United States? How is that right? How is that fair? And hey, why shouldn't we? Okay, we're going to look out for people to come into this country. We want guys with PhDs. We want smart people. Why shouldn't we prioritize those people? It makes sense, doesn't it? Well, you're saying, oh, you know what? We got, you know, jobs out there for, we need it, that work in the fields and the farms out there all over the country. Fine. Fine. We need low-skilled workers as well. Okay, fine. But you know what? Same thing. They need to be made legal as well. They need to become citizens as well. Because don't tell me they're not being mistreated. Now, I used to live in Southwest Florida. And my church, week in, week out, month after month, year after year, you know what we would collect every single week is clothes and food for the migrant workers working on the farms. Don't tell me they're getting and competing with there's any sort of prevailing wage here in the United States. No, it's slave labor. For all intents and purposes, it's basically slave labor. And I'm not for slave labor. I'm for equality under the law, meaning that, okay, oh, well, we need all of these high-tech workers, H-1B visas. Okay, we do. Okay, so let's bring these people in and let's make them citizens so we don't have companies firing Americans to hire foreign workers because they're cheaper. That's wrong. That's screwed up. I know immigration is good for our economy, but legal immigration done the right way where the people that, hey, even if you're coming in and you're a low-skilled worker, guess what? The next generation is not going to be low-skilled. And the generation of that is not going to be low-skilled. And you build upon it over time. That's what has made America great. We cannot have all of these people living and working. We talk about living in the shadows. I don't want them there either. But this could be handled very, very easily. And the powers that be want you to think that it's really complicated. They want you to think that it's really, really hard. No, it's not. They just don't want to fix it. Too much money in the problem. That's the issue. Too much money in the problem, too many politicians that can divide people into little groups, and too much pandering going on. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. It's just a little more time to be sure what I feel isn't all in my mind, because it seems so hard to believe.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump did wrap up his remarks at the GOP retreat moments ago. One of the things the president shared was a conversation he had with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on the unity of the GOP.
He has never ever seen the Republican Party so united, so much in like with each other. But literally, the word united was the word he used. It's the most united he's ever seen the party. And I see it, too. I have so many friends in this group, and there is a great coming together.
Senator Rand Paul is demanding FBI Director Christopher Wray provide him with answers as to why FBI investigator Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page had access to sensitive information. Senator Paul explained on Fox News why he's looking for some answers.
Peter Strzok and his mistress Lisa Page have shown that they were very biased against Trump. At work, they were discussing ways to prevent him from being elected.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If I was to make a list of various different financial topics and things that I have to broach as a financial planner with clients, talking about college funding, college and universities and all that good stuff would definitely be one of the more difficult ones. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. We can talk about, you know, the keeping up with the Joneses. We can talk about ego. We can talk about conventional wisdom. There's a lot of things there. And it makes for a very difficult and very hard conversation that we have to have with our clients on an all too often basis. Talk a little bit about college, talk a little about the cost of college and where we're at today. And I'm here to tell you. Yeah, I had a talk with my son, freshman in high school, and he has excellent grades. He's always had excellent grades. He does very well, and he works hard. And, you know, that's expected out of him. One of the things. And I said, that is your job right now. That is your job. Look at it as your job. And if you need help in any subject, I want to know about it. But I also told him, I don't care if he's valedictorian of his class. He graduates and he has no idea what he wants to do. He's not going to college. He's not going to college. I am not going to go ahead and help him and have him take out loans to go find out what he wants to do. That's just not going to happen. Student loan debt right now is close to $1.5 trillion. And you know what? There's no sign of it slowing down. We continue to take our kids and shove them. Squeeze them. Let's think about mashing them through the system. And many of us are saddling ourselves, and even worse, our kids, with a lifetime of debt. Like we can't think of any other option out there. Some of the conventional wisdom, the conventional statistic out there is you need to have at least $65,000 saved per child by the time they're ready to go to school. Right. Right. It's gotten nuts here, people. And I explained to you, I get an email every day from the college newspaper, the Daily Orange, Syracuse University grad. And they have a very good school newspaper. And they mentioned this past week that tuition is going up, no joke, by another $3,000-something. And I realized it wasn't even tuition. It's just another fee. Tuition is going up by 3.9%, pushing the magic number. And this is without the room and board, okay? Over $50,000. And I'm saying to myself, what the? You've got to be kidding me. Let me put it to everybody this way. Okay? College is it's a tool. It's a tool. You use a tool for a certain reason. You don't go to Home Depot and you walk in the store and somebody happens to come up to you and says, hey, can I help you? Yeah, I need a tool. Well, what kind of tool? What are you trying to do? I don't know. I just need a tool. Sell me a tool. What it doesn't make any sense. If you're going to go to college, you're going to go to university. You know what? Your kid needs to be able to answer this sentence. You need to complete this sentence. I am going to school so that I can do this. That's it. There has to be a reason why they're going to school. Again, if the reason is, hey, I want to be a doctor. I need to go to get a bachelor degree because I want to go on to medical school. Or you know what? I want to build bridges. I want to become an engineer. If the kid's like, I don't really know what I want to do there. I'm going to kind of figure it out, maybe get a job later on, figure out what I want to do in life. I want to join a fraternity, do some funnels and maybe a couple keg stands. No, you're wasting your money. Wasting your money, people. I want to talk a little bit more about this. We'll take a quick break right here, though. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Again, it's a difficult conversation to have. Conventional wisdom says all kids must go get a 4-year degree. No, they don't. We'll be back. Seeing church in evening clothes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha-ha.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. There was a, I'm going to point this out. There was a great column written by Matt Walsh in the Daily Wire talking about, kind of echoing many of the things that I talk about and have been talking about here in the program when it comes to college funding, what it costs, what it means, how we're all getting ripped off right now. He writes, he says, a young person with no money, no means, no assets, no experience, no resume, cannot afford to pay $50,000 a year in 4 years of his life to figure out what he or she wants to do. And he makes the point, he said, in what other scenario would we recommend that an 18-year-old spend five, six figures on something without having a clear idea how they will use it? Would you say to your son if he came home with a $50,000 telescope that he purchased because he might want to be an astronomer at some point in the future? Here's what almost every 18-year-old should do instead of college. Something. Do something. College is not doing, college is learning, allegedly. Learning is a formal, structured environment. If you're 18, you've already been in that world for basically your entire life. Perhaps you need some more of it, but you don't know because you don't know yourself. You don't know what your talents are, your passions, your vocation, your skills. You have no skills because you haven't done anything yet. So go do something. Get a job, any job. Go forth into the world untethered. Maybe you'll discover out there in the wild that you really do have a passion for medicine. Then you can pursue that path. Guess what? You won't be behind. There is no behind. Existence is not a race. But maybe you'll discover you want to be a mechanic. Okay, good thing you didn't waste your time in college. Maybe you'll say you have a passion for sales. Okay, then go sell something. You know, he makes a very good point. I know some people saying out there, well, you know, a lot of jobs out there, you need to have a college degree. Yeah, I think that that is going to start changing soon. I do. I think it's going to start changing soon. I think businesses are going to look at things differently. Hey, I'm being honest here. Did I have some really good classes when I went to Syracuse, and did I learn some stuff? Yes. But if I was to tell you what I learned the most, the most knowledge that I gained going to college was all the side jobs I had paying for college. Think about that for a second. All the businesses and all the things that I did, the businesses that I created. I started my own business cleaning dorms and people's apartments, waiting tables, bartending, you name it. Delivering pizzas, all of the jobs that I had, all of the knowledge that I got from that was much more than I got. I'm going to be honest. I was political science and history guy. All those books that I read, yeah, I could have gotten them in a library. I could have done the Goodwill Hunting method, you know, had a library card and taken in all the same thing. Granted, the school that I went to, I'm coming from upstate New York, put me in a place where I was dealing with people from New York City and Boston, which I wasn't really used to. That was helpful, but I could have done that outside of that as well. People, this is a reality now, okay? You do not want to put a ball and chain on your kids. Again, put this into perspective, okay? Imagine being 21 years old and being six figures in debt. Do you want to do that to your child? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Davos. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Davos and all of the wizards of smart that are there. Anybody find it kind of funny that there are thousands of private jets that have come in to drop off all of the bigwigs, yet they keep complaining about that global warming, don't they? Yeah. Again, people, I want to remind you, you're listening to this program. You're probably not a member of the Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, the elites, politicians, big business, and the media. They, you see, all of the rules that they are pushing for, it's rules that are on us, not on them. I saw a story this past week. Again, I'm always wishing for that one moment in time where we're going to hit like the jump the shark moment when it comes to global warming. It was an actual story this past week done by a UK university saying, it was talking about how sandwiches cause global warming. And I said, oh, I got to read this. And I did, and they broke down the different kinds of sandwiches and how much the carbon was emitted because of these sandwiches. And I'm like, you know what? We might as well all just shoot ourselves, okay? Because everything we do, we can't even eat a sandwich without feeling guilty because of carbon. Come on. Come on. And then sure enough, there's environmentalists pushing for a meat tax. Now, who do you think that's going to hit? Do you think the meat tax is going to stop someone who can afford a cowboy steak from eating a cowboy steak? Huh? No, it's not. But again, all the idiots go right along. But anyway, talk about idiots. You know, the thing is they're not, you know, I talk about it. They've been being idiots, all of these economists that are never wrong. They're not really idiots. They're just protecting themselves. That's all. They're a member. You guys like, all you see all the economists are, Joseph Stiglitz, Larry Summers. These are all people that are never, ever, ever right. Ever notice that? Never right on anything. Never right. You're going to learn more. If I taught an economics class at a university, you're going to learn a hell of a lot more from me than you are from them. They're never right on anything. I said, I would love to start a reality television show where you take all of these economists and you have them actually try to start a business. It'd be like a new version of The Apprentice, Markowski style. Say, hey, you guys are so smart, right? With all your PhDs and the economy, and you know everything about how the world works, right? Here you go. Here's some money. Go start a business. Let's see how you do. How quick do you think they'd be out of business? Again, but they're members of the establishment, the swamp, the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. I want to remind everybody, we've been talking about the, now they call it the swamp beltway, long before everybody else was. Long before. But isn't it funny? I want everybody to kind of pay attention to this, isn't it? I want you to pay close attention. Again, it's about observation. it's important, people, that you watch things closer. I get this. People ask me all the time. I say, how did you see that? How did you call that? Well, I observe things very, very closely. It's interesting because I'm reading a book right now. I did talk about this past week on my weekly program. I'm reading the biography of Leonardo da Vinci, Walter Isaacson, and it's excellent. And he goes into how Leonardo would watch things. And he wanted to build a flying machine. He wanted man to fly on his own, self-propelled. And he would dissect birds and look at the muscles in the breast of the bird and man. He would watch a bird. This is amazing. He watched birds so intently that he saw that certain birds would flap their wings faster on the way down than they did on the way back up. And other ones, vice versa. And he actually figured out how they would slow down and land. And he would do it just by observation. Now, I watch, too. I watch all of these people in power very, very closely in what goes on. Do you find it the slightest bit interesting that they're all coming out and praising everything that Donald Trump is doing in regards to the economy? Praising all of everything that Donald Trump is doing in regards to the economy. Oh, it's great. They're giving their employees raises, all of this good stuff. But each and every one of these CEOs, whether it be Jamie Dimon or Lloyd Blank Fine, doesn't make any difference. They were all Hillary Clinton supporters. Now, do you think that they're surprised? Do you think that they're surprised at all that the tax reform and the things getting rid of regulations were going to benefit the country and the economy as a whole? No, they're not surprised. They knew it would happen. So one would say, well, wait. Well, if they knew that would happen and they knew that Donald Trump's ideas were better, then why wouldn't they come out and support him? Well, he's not one of them. He's not a member of their group. He's an outsider. In Greek, they call it the exerno. You're a stranger. You're an outsider. He's an exerno. Not a part of it. Doesn't matter. Clinton's a part of them. They're fine no matter what happens to the overall economy. They don't care what's best for the country. They don't care about they care about themselves. Again, thousands of private jets landing in Davos at a fancy pants ski resort. They do this every year. They did this when the economy crashed back there in 2008, 2009. Are they ever affected by this stuff? Does it ever bother them? No. All they care about is their position. And you're not one of them. Watch, people. This is the thing you need to do. You need to observe these people. You need to ask questions. Then you'll understand. Anyway, got to take another break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Yeah, we got a lot more. I'm falling behind on everything. Got a lot of business stories we got to get into. Have to talk about tax reform, a little bit on foreign policy. Lots more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump did wrap up his remarks at the GOP retreat moments ago. One of the things the president shared was a conversation he had with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on the unity of the GOP.
He has never
ever seen the Republican Party so united, so much in like with each other. But literally, the word united was the word he used. It's the most united he's ever seen the party. And I see it, too. I have so many friends in this group, and there is a great coming together.
Senator Rand Paul is demanding FBI Director Christopher Wray provide him with answers as to why FBI investigator Peter Stroke and FBI lawyer Lisa Page had access to sensitive information. Senator Paul explained on Fox News why he's looking for some answers.
Peter Stroke and his mistress Lisa Page have shown that they were very biased against Trump. At work, they were discussing ways to prevent him from being elected.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyroot. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping.